How is the Dagaba tradition, and who was the first musician from the family?
It was Swami Haridas Dagar, and he was there's Swami Haridas and then Swami Haridas Dagar. They around that time, at the time of Akbar. So we have our ancestors who were in the court of Akbar also. Makhran Pandey, who became Masnad Ali Khan and Surgan Khan, means these are the our ancestors who were in the court of Akbar. Because earlier we were Hindus, we were Hindu Brahmins. And then at the court of Mahbub Shah Rangile, we had to change our religion because of some circumstances.
Just last week, luckily, we visited Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And we also visited in the that garden where Haridas Swami Thakur used to practice.
Yeah.
And the people said that there are many very fantastic story about his life, his relationship with Mian Tansen, his practicing method, etc. Mm. But they don't know nothing. I have to ask someone from the family. So just can you share us some old stories from the life of Haridas Swami Thakur or other musicians of the family?
If you talk about Swami Haridas, guru of Tansen ji, of course he... do you know the story when Akbar went there, when he got to hear Tansen ji? And then he said that, how must be your guru? When you sing so well, so what must be him? So he said that, but he doesn't, you know, he will not come here. He said that, would you invite him here? And then he said, he will not come here. If you want to hear it, go to him. So then Tansen ji went there, and then he deliberately, he started singing. He came and he deliberately committed mistake, and then he said, oh, what are you doing? It's like this. When Tansen ji committed mistake, so then he said, oh, what are you doing? You have to do it like this, Swami Haridas said. And he started singing. So then Akbar was hiding behind. He was not in front, he was hiding. So he came in front to listen, after listening to his voice. And then he said, and then he stopped. When he saw Akbar, then he said, oh, how come you are here? Why are you here? What made you come here? With all these, you know, saints, how do they talk to all these emperors and the kings? So he said, oh, I'm a big fan of your student, and after hearing your voice and your way of singing, I'm just touched, and I could not control myself. I had to see you singing, you know, I want to see you live, I want to see you in front. So he said that, okay. So he said, would you perform for me, or means all this? He requested a lot, then he said, okay, yeah, I will sing. But you have to promise me two things. And this I will tell you after listening. So he sang, and then when he completed his singing, so then he said that what you had asked, I have to make two promises, I have to fulfill. Please let me know what is it. So he said that close your eyes, and then Swami Haridas sang. So he is when he closed his eyes, he saw you know, the tat, you know, where the stairs, like in ghats, the water, where the water comes and means, what do you call, I don't know, I forgot the word in English, ghat, the shore, in that way. So it was full of the precious stones and with emeralds and rubies, and it was very, very great ghat. So one of the part of that ghat was broken. So he said that after making him, you know, visit that place, he said that, can you repair that? So he said that, I have not seen in my life anything like that. But if I see, I will definitely do, but I have never seen it. Or you tell me where it is, but I don't know. And then he said that, what is the second wish? He said that, my second wish is that you please don't ever come again.
What is the specialty of Dagarwani tradition, especially compared to the other three traditional Drupad styles?
Means I can just talk about my own own vani, the four vanis. We have Dagarwani, Khandarwani, Nauharwani, Gaharwani. So we represent Dagarwani. Originally it is from a nearby place, from Delhi. There was a Dagar Gaon, the village of Dagars. So I don't know how it is related to that that place, and there must be one of the ancestors who came out as a musician, and then means it goes really very far, you know, means how did it started. And you know that the Indians, our ancient India has never written anything, you know, as that everything is oral tradition, contest, and you remember, you memorize, and you have it in your own way. So the Dagarwani has we have much longer alarms, and though alap was very much there, but it is a great gift of Baba Behram Kha Dagar, who was at the court of Maharaja Ranjit Singh, also with Bahadur Shah Zafar, and then he came in his last leg of his life. He was in Jaipur with Sawai Ram Singh. He lived for 120 years. So our speciality is alap, and then our pronunciations also. You must have noticed that our pronunciations are very different from when we sing. We go in a lot of clarity to pronounce the words. The elaboration of the word, the elaboration of the tonal things. Then we have in common Drupad, there are 52 principles, fundamental principles. 10 or 12 are very, very essential ones, like Akar, Lahek, Dagar, Dhuran, Muran, Kampit, Andol, Hudan, Gamak, Spruti, Meen, Sud, Sat, Sahed. Means there are many, many others. Then we have, we say that 7 seen and 7 unseen. There are 7 what you see and 7 what you don't see.
Yeah, I just don't understand, what do you call 7 seen and 7 unseen notes?
7 unseen are like sa, sa re ga ma ga, da ni sa, sa re ga ma ma ga re sa. What do you see? Sa. So it's not, sa didn't start from sa, 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 sa. Do you understand?
Yes.
So there's something behind which gives it a push, gives a backing to this. So we have the microtones. If you just look at the ray was left. So the prominence of the hidden note. It's very much there in Indian music.
Yes, of course.
So come out with a question.
But I have to ask one very essential thing. Can you explain the Shruti? What the Shruti is, what the Shrutis are?
The Shrutis are the position between the two notes. The other section of, because we have divided the because we have divided the tones. Even in tones, in ray we have komal ray, ati komal, sakari. Komal, ati komal, sakari. Tiv, tivratar, tivratam. So we have the sa re re re. Where you cannot specifically say. So it's away from the so it was Shudre, the other position of Shudre. So these are the Shrutis, which every rag has its own particular Shruti. So Shrutis, want to specifically say, so then there are 22 Shrutis. It's the ray, komal ray, 3 komal ray, then Shudre, then Ma has 3 other ways. So it has what our ancestors have measured the Shrutis to specify it. So they have counted 22 Shrutis. So then we have 7 notes. 7 notes, 22 by 7, which is mathematics also. Yeah?
Mm.
That is pi, the value of pi. I don't know how do you call it in other languages. But it's very common with physics and mathematics for mensurations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to measure the area.
Mm-hmm.
In mathematics, to measure the area, they have this mensurations, algebra, trigonometry.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is one chapter called mensuration.
Mm-hmm.
where you measure the cube, how to measure the cube and how to measure the circles and all those things. So they have, for the circle, they have a value of pi r.
Yes.
Pi r square, they call how the measurement of circle. And 2 pi is the circumference when they measure it full. So they have the value of pi. Yeah? Means pi plus radius, means they have something of that sort. So this is pi value. So then here again the circle comes, the round where things moves round and round. So we have the value of 22 shrutis by 7. So it's infinite. What comes is infinite. Because you just carry on and on and on and on and on. So how many the atoms are created out of atoms, yeah? So how many things are moving in the molecules and all these things, how it spread? Yeah? So it is the tones which how our ancestors have done it with. So it's a value of pi. So it's the shrutis are infinite. Now to prove it further, like both of you, your eyes may be the same, or my eye could be the same. But because of the other eyelid, the style of eyelid, and the lashes, eyelashes, all the eyes are looked little different. So the measurement of your eye or my eye could be the same, and the nose also could be the same. But the altogether what the impact comes is totally different. So it's very difficult to say, you know. Usually you hear that people say that the komal ray of this rag and komal ray of that rag is similar. Komal shudra madham of this rag and shudra madham of this rag has the same measurement. You can't measure it because it's like the human being. You can measure, but your eye belong to you, because your eyes is your eyes, and what is in that body is absolutely that it belong. It's Sebi is Sebi, Vasif is Vasif. We may have some resemblance, we may have something the same, but nobody would just say that, you know. And this is, you know, sometime I take a bit of your eye in my eye, and sometime you take my ear in your ear. So the rag has its own individual personality. Rag, when it is individual personality means that you have your own character, you have your own structure, you have your own liking, you have your own dislikings. This is how you have your, all the rags have their favorite note. What you may be working with Vadi and Samvadi, the important note, and then there is Vivadiswar, which fights also. So the musical note, what does it say? What does it do? So musical note has the reflections. It reflects. The first reflection of the music is inside you. And then the reflection comes out. You use physics. Physics is very much prominent in this. Mathematics is also there. So because many things of mathematics comes in physics automatically. Music has reflection. Music has refractions also. Means when you are sure that, you know, means with the prism, it travels somewhere else. When you hit the light, the rays, sometime you are sure that it will go exactly like this. But it has refraction also. When you hit, it goes a little different. Yeah? So then we have deceptions also. We have clear, clarity also. The note, it has clear. So then it has deceptions also. Where you at times you go in some rag, you hit that note, and that note give the reflection of some different rags, other note. So the deception also comes. So you have to take it out of that. So this is deception, and everything is for reception. I know I may be confusing you a lot.
No, because you know it is really hard to find good musician, and also thinking about the theories, about the system, etc.
Somebody wanted to pull my leg. What I think I told you earlier also. He said that what is before Sa? Like you have Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Si Do. So we have Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa. So our music stands around this sargam, Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa. And there is a freedom in our music, what you have understood, to select our pitch. Because we have not fixed our notes. The 12 universal notes, we have not fixed it. Like in other parts of the world. Yeah?
Yes.
So we can like C, C sharp, D, D sharp, we can select that. So now it is, you can't call it, what it can be. It's not exactly C sharp also. It's nearly C sharp. So we can select our pitch, and then our Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa starts from there. So we go in lower octave, middle octave and higher octave. So the main difference starts from here. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So we have female pitches, we have male pitch, then you have got to know this by doing it yourself.
What is the proper build-up of a Drupad rendition?
Actually, it's a spiritual music. It is meditative music. First, it was done, the more compositions were done, for it is all in the praise of God and goddesses. It used to be sung in the temples. But, through literature, music has found the meaning. Yeah? And music has popularized literature. This is what I say. This is my thinking. I don't know how it is. How do you do it in West? Do you take some old texts and then you elaborate it or not? But in our composition, it's all about the old poetries, old great poets' poetries we use, and then we compose it in different compositions, different talas, different rags, and then we give a different dimensions to those. So what literature we call Sahitya, and music we call Sangeet. Sahitya and Sangeet, they have helped each other through Sahitya, through literature. Music has found the logic in it, because touching the soul, because it's so difficult to know that how do you touch your soul. What is soul? Where is soul? It's illogical to many black and white thinkers, Where is soul? How can you touch your soul? But music has its very important role in every human being. Because we say we have not seen the musical note. So somebody wanted to pull my leg. That what is before sa? So there is always a reply within, within the audience that, oh, knee. Knee is the first because we change octaves. We go in lower octave, middle octave and higher octave. So he said, no, knee is the seventh note. In do, re, mi, fa, sa, la, si, du. Du. That is knee, yeah?
Ti.
Ti means the seventh note. So he said, this is the last note. But what is before sa? I want to know that. So I told him that where did your question rise? How did it rise? So when you ask question out of question, so it's a confusing thing. You confuse a lot. You're confused. So I said that your intention is before sa. How you intend to say something. Before saying something, you prepare yourself so much. To say a best sentence out of the sentence, you prepare so much inside. So that is the first position. That is before sa. How you intend to say. So then here comes the reflection. The reflection of note. There is some, you are reflecting the music through somewhere. How to touch your soul, how to uplift. What is upliftment? You can't lift yourself. So we have not seen the musical note. As we have not seen the spoken word. We have not seen the spoken word. If I say music, music, do you see M? M for music? Do you see M-U-S-I-C for music? When I say C, so do you see S-E-E-C? No? We don't see the spoken word. So how can you see musical notes? But there is unseen reflections, what rises. This is the beauty with the human being, human nature, human brain, human heart. Because what I see, you don't see. What you see, I don't see. What I hear, you don't hear. What you smell, I don't smell. Because everybody has a different potential of hearing, different sensitivity in smelling. Something, the same thing is cooked and everybody has a different taste to it. So it's very difficult to fix the rules for rest of the world, for rest of the people. So Drupad, this type of music is the meditation music, meditative music. Because this music is also a Nadi Yoga music. Nad, the sound. We always talk about heard sound and unheard sound. Hit. After hitting something, you get the sound, and there is when you don't get. Ahat na, anahat na. So we have yoga. Nad Yog. Asan Yam Niyam. Asan Pranayam Pratyahar Dharana Dhyan Samadhi. 8 stages. 8 stages of yoga. Yam means when you intend, when you prepare yourself. Yam, Niyam. So you do it with Niyam. Niyam, you when you find the rules, when you fix it, means you set a rule to it. Set a method to it. Yam, Niyam. The regulation. Yam, Niyam, Asan. Asan is posture. Posture is equally important. Even when you stand and sing in the West, so means you have to have some sort of, you know, particular movement, you know, where the legs, the foot are fixed and then you move. Yeah? So here the asana is also very important. Asana, when you sit down. Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayam. Pranayam is your breathing control, breath control. Pratyahar, the detachment. Dharana, your concentration. Dhyan is meditation. Samadhi. Samadhi is superconscious state. So what is the most beautiful time? What is the most beautiful time? Can I ask you?
When I don't feel being in time, being in somewhere, in some state.
The
just
most beautiful time
in.
Is that time when you don't think of time. That's the most beautiful time. And the time passes and you get, your energy is better after that time. And it could be any time. It could be any amount of time. That's the most beautiful time. So this music can lead you to this moment when you don't think of time. Like we have our favorite numbers, the songs which have become numbers. So which is of 5 minutes. So it must have happened with you. And it must be happening with you frequently, I'm sure. With you particularly, I'm talking about. That 5 minute songs, that particular which you love, sometimes it finishes in 5 minutes. And sometimes it doesn't finish in 5 minutes. And sometimes it finishes before 5 minutes. Has it happened with you? Yeah? So it is your state of mind. Sometimes you can hear the subtleties of that beautiful song. Beautiful music. You can reach in so much of depth. And sometimes it starts and it finishes. So that's your state of mind. So rag has the structure of musical notes in ascending and descending order. And it has its particular tone in every note. A particular position of notes. Whether it could be komal or teer. A ray which has its own ray, ga, it has its own ga. So like, apart from our structure of nose and all these organs and all these things, we have one more thing, that is soul. Yeah? Other than soul, there is one more thing, What is it?
That is soul. One more thing.
Yeah.
Mind.
So, organ. It comes in mind and heart. It's there. But other than these things, soul is again something which is, which you can't define exactly what is this personality or what is this thing doing there. What else?
I don't know.
This aura.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not in you, but it is around you. So Raag has its own aura also. When you practice your Raag, again I am talking to Savi again. When you practice your Raag, so when you enter in that Raag, so sometimes you find it very difficult to switch out of that Raag, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you just practice it so much. Everything you try to go out of, move out of that, you can't help it. For that hour, you can't move out of that. So Raag has its aura also. When you enter in that area, when you enter in that aura, you don't come out of it. So the Dagar family has always given importance to, because we don't just like Raag because of the face. The Mukhra. The first Avarti. We like Raag fully. We appreciate that personality fully. We give importance to each and every part of that personality. Though we take care of what it likes, what it does not like. The Vadi and Samvadi and the notes which are there, the notes which are not there. The favorite note which is applied again and again, the less favorite note which is applied sometimes. We take care of all these things. So we appreciate the Raag fully. We appreciate that personality fully. We appreciate the rose, not just because of the petals. We don't just appreciate rose because of the stem. We just don't appreciate rose because of the color combination. So we love rose fully. And this is why we move so slowly. We move around. It's whatever we sing it very peaceful way. Whether it is 5 minutes or 5 hours. So our exposition is very, you have seen our performances.
Yes, many times.
So what do you think, what do you feel about it?
In what sense?
Means for what am I saying? That
you concentrate so much on the alap, especially on the first part and the alap, the bilambit part, to build up the rags in a very slow way, as you say, very meditative way.
Spirituality, I don't say it's entertainment of, because entertainment also has,
yes,
many categories. So we just, you know, for entertainment is just to freak out. It's not, entertainment is just not that. If I just entertainment is just to freak out, everybody will not agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
So there are the categories of entertainment. So what is entertainment? Enter, let's enter. Attent, which it contains the content, how content you are, entertainment, that's my breakup of this word today, means entering in you, the contentment, fulfillment. So fulfillment, entertainment, contentment, it is absolutely your own pleasure. This is the first ever time I have broken this word. I love to break the words and to find, because I always feel that there is a history of origin of the word. It has come out of something because of something. But I'm very short of the words, you know. I don't know how many things I want to say, but I don't have enough words to express. Because I don't have the good English knowledge to express myself.
No, the language is always very difficult. Even the mother tongue.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
So language is very difficult. Music is communication. How you communicate. And music is also a language. When you communicate means the language. Needs the language. Computer also has a language. The radio waves also have a language. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The tape
yes,
also has a language. So there is a language. Music also has a language. And when there is a language, then there is all the possibilities of a language. The expressive way, unexpressive way, impressive way, unimpressive way.
Understanding and misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Sure.
It has everything. Because what I see, you don't see. What I hear, you don't hear. That's the beauty. So we respect musical note. We respect swara. Because musical note is very delicate. It can't bear the weight of an alphabet also. To give a word, heavy word to that feather-like thing, it's tough. But these are the other technical terms what we show. But even actually the softer part is soul touching. It's soothing. Because whenever you want to relax, whenever you want to be calm, so you sit. Whenever you are tense, people ask you to first you sit down. Sit. That's the very first thing to be calm and peaceful. Yeah?
Yes.
So then they have given this that sit and sing. Then bindi bong si dha ra
bong
si, because music is not just because of the tongue, it is because of the palate, it is because of the teeth, it is because of the nostrils, throat. Of course, why should I throw forget about the throat is there, but you can mobilize it in many different ways. Bose, 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 dhara, bose, dhara, pina, dhara, bose, dhara, bose. it had the capacity to be stretched. It ba b is not vowel.
See,
it is a vowel. So the stretched ones, vowels can be stretched, the consonants cannot.
Bazi.
So it needs
Bazi. 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 Dara.
Dara. Dara. Dara. Dara. Dara. Bazi. Dara. Little bit opening of the mouth, how the tone is changing. Produce, because it's not just because of the throat the singing is coming. The perceptions, you can see what not can you see in a dew. Dew is also beautiful, and you cannot see anything in the ocean. But you can see so much thing in the ocean. There's dew in the ocean and ocean in the dew. These are the perceptions. Now the tone will be different. Sometimes I listen to the song, I love the softer part, sometimes I don't like the softer part. The poetry is spoken in front of 1,000 people, and everybody understands the poetry in their own understanding, in own viewpoint. So this is as open as anything. You can see anything out of it. Sometimes I'm concentrating on the punctuation of the sentence or of the word. Sometimes I'm concentrating on the movement of the word, the actual meaning of the word. Ganga is Ganges, Ganga. Ganga, movement of Ganga is it's always moving up and down. It's not calm like Yamuna.
Ganga, 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 Ganga.
Our music is all for focusing. So this is why we have this drone lute, Tanpura. We select our pitch, then we move around and round and round and round. We go in lower octave, middle octave, higher octave. So our finale is also the same. Our starting point is our finale. We always end here. So our starting point and our ending point is same. We are always focusing our singing. Because focusing and unfocusing, you can create one out of two and two out of one. It's focus, only focus. I'm not just saying that two individual will be one, and don't say that. But when we focus something, so we can make create two people out of one from the lens. So when we focus it well, so it's only one. So this is this finger, my singing, and this is the instrument, Tanpura, and what people see, they see it like this. But with your microscopic ear, if you have sensitive ears, then you can see that it moves like this, you know, a bit like this. So it follows also. Can you see? Can you hear? It follows.
And what are the parts of a rag in a Drupad rendition?
We have alap. Alap is divided into three sections. One is the slow. We slowly move to lower octave, middle octave, and higher octave. And then after that, there comes the madhule. People say jor, but when you sing, then it's not your connect jor. It means adding something to it. You create a phrases and phrases, and then that is called madhale. And then it goes to drut. Jhala is only for instrument, only for string instrument. So you can't call it a jhala. It's a drut, a fast, quick. Zipping around in the octaves and with the notes. That is called drut. And then comes the composition. Composition is set in some time cycle beats. 12 time cycle beat, time cycle, there are other variety of 10. One is Sul Pakta and the one is Sadra. What you would say Chapta in Khayal idiom. And then we have Dhamar, we have Tevra, time cycle beats. In these time cycle beats we have rhythmic patterns also, means rhythmic or the mathematics patterns also, how we divide it, how we subtract, how we multiply. That is also a very complex and complicated. And did I show you the fundamental principles, the movement of it? Means how does it sound?
No.
Okay. Like aka. With a sound. In akar we have other forms also, which sakar, with the name of the note. Sakar is when it is seen, it is just in front of you. Then we have ikar with e sound. Then ukar. Then we have lahek. Lahek is like the tides. Then dagar, you find your path from the in the rag. From lower note to higher note, a jump. More and from. Yeah. There are a few techniques. Then we have gamak, which is produced with a heavy sound produced with the help of chest and the navel. The diaphragm also. Then we have Andol. Andol is swing. This is called Andol. Then we have Gamak and Huda. So we produce these type of sounds. Nasika and Nirnasika, right nostril, left nostril, Anunasika, both the nostrils. Spruti is very fast. It's the description of the bells, the small bells when you. Or you have what you call jhala. So you can. So as we have jhala of beam, the two mizrab and one chikari. It's not the jhala of sitar. Yeah? No. oh, it's with the Spruti and all you can create. In the Tal we have, it's all round and round and round and round. Our time cycles, the Tal time cycle will go on and on, round and round, and then we can add variations into it. Because one beat carry many variations. One, 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 two. One, 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 two, three, one, two, one, two, three, one, two, one, two, three, three more, one, two. One, two, one, two, three, one, two, one, two, three, 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 one, two. Overall, we can create many things. And this is how we do improvisation in the beats also. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. Counting? 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I can add many variations to it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3,
4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2,
Typical Drupad rags are the firm rags, because creating rag is creating an individual personality, and creating an individual personality is not a small job. And every rag has its own particular shruti, own particular note, own nature. So we like the form rags like Malkhos, Chandrakhos, Bhairav, Aigir Bhairav, the old rags, you know, Hindol, then Darbari, Sarang, some prakars of Sarang, Todi, some prakars, some kinds of different, there are Todis, different Todis, Bhairav also, Bhairagi Bhairav, and Bhatiyar, Bihag, Des, there are many others, but which are very firm rag, which has a good spine. A good spine can hold a good weight, so which has a solid character. Means it should not be, you know, mingled with something else, and then you create that suddenly a new rag. It's not that you sometimes go out of that structure and you touch few notes here and there, and then you come back here. So you lose sparrow and pigeon, you know, both. You have a firm rag, big rag like pigeon, and then sparrow is small one. It also has an identity. Both of them has the identity, but they should not be, you know, connected so much that, you know, both of them lose their identity.
But for example, the instrumental musicians of my Harkarana are saying that they belong to the Drupad tradition. What is this from your point of view?
From my point of view, if they say, then you have to believe in your Gharana. You trust them. But but they've been performing for good, I think, good 60, 70 years in Khayal style of singing. Or I think more years than how many I'm saying. And actually, everybody, in the beginning, there was Drupad only. Means if you go back in centuries, you know, few centuries back, it was mostly Drupad and Drupad. So these people have, they opted to Khayal. because they found it, you know, because here we don't fix our Pakhawaj player. Here in Khayal, you know, the tabla player is just giving the taal and keeping the avarti, and you know, and he, and the performer goes anyway. I mean, he improvises and he slowly does whatever is their fundamental principles. They do and then he keeps. But in Drupad, the Pakhawaj player is equally free, you know. He's not just giving the thekar, the round. And it's a little different in that way. Plus, means you can say that means everything has come out of one. So they must some centuries back they belong. They must have some grounding through Drupad. They must have some links from Drupad. But they've been not performing Drupad so much. But to slow down anything does not make it Drupad. And to just to perform with Pakhawaj does not make it Drupad. Because when most of in some performances you see that Pakhawaj players they also fix that Pakhawaj player to just do the theka. Theka is of course you know
the basic circle
of all the rag in all different percussion instruments. So they in their performances they fix him also just to keep him to show that this is Drupad. Just to come and perform with Pakhawaj does not make a Drupad performance fully, because you have to perform with the style of Drupad, means with the fundamentals of Drupad. It's you should not just take the name of Drupad easily. And there are other gharanas also now. There was a time when people said that Drupad does not have a charm. 2-3 decades back, or 4 decades back, they used to say that Drupad does not have a charm. People who has a bad throat can sing Drupad. Yeah, I have a bad throat. And my father and my uncle also had a bad throat. My grandfather also had a bad throat. My great-grandfather also had a bad throat. Anyway, but still we found some beauty in it.
Even
we pursued
Hari,
it.
Haridas Swami and the Antansan had the same problem.
And they say that there's no much charm in Drupad and there's only virus. But I don't... You can criticize me. Means the other artists should criticize. If they want to criticize me, they can criticize. But why do I criticize the art form? Means why do I want to give a bad name to Khayal? Why do I want to give a bad name to Drupad? Or to a ghazal? Yeah. So they've been doing like this, but now touch wood, this is our win. This is the win of this Dagar family, you know, of the Dagar family, that now everybody who was saying that it does not have a charm, now everybody's CV carries the foundation in Drupad. Foundation in Drupad. Wonderful. But for the good Drupad listeners, I would request them that if you want to listen to the Drupad, then you please invite the Drupad performers only. Don't just ask anyone to perform in Drupad. Like I would not perform in Khayal. Or I can be interpreted as, because you cannot. I can. But still I don't want because I can't justify with khayal. I will not do justification. Means I will not be able to perform it in a nice way the khayal is performed in. So why should others perform Drupad when they cannot perform in a proper Drupad way? That's my...
We say in Hungarian that you have to drink only the clean spring from...
Yeah. I mean, if you like something, you just don't mix the taste so much that it loses its identity. Because from our childhood to our teenage, from teenage to our other age, we are told to have your own identity. We are taught to build your identity. You are individual, you being, have your own personality, have your own... Be what you are. Be how you are. And people should know. And after practicing and after doing something for so long, and then you mix it with something and you lose your identity. Why? I don't mind to be called as orthodox. Because through that we have maintained this family for 20 generations. But we are not so orthodox as we are projected also outside the world, outside this room or outside this house of Dagars. We are projected as very orthodox, cannot bear anything, cannot do, they are very strict. Of course, you know, when you run a school, you have to have some rules and regulations. And if you don't have the rules and regulation, if you are not firm with, if you are not strict with these things, so you lose it. Where does it go? It goes anywhere.
Oh, your father and your uncle were the first world stars of Drupad. I mean, giving so many concerts in India and abroad. People just started to talk about them like Dagar brothers.
Yeah.
But how did it affect your life?
It's... I'm very... Actually, I'm very thankful to God that I'm born in such a family, and I have such a great father and my uncle. I don't call my uncle as my uncle, I call him Big Father. My father and my Big Father. So it's my... I'm honored to be the son of such greats. But at the same time, it's difficult because the expectations are so high all around me. And it's always difficult to be a son of a big father. But the life is for challenges. There's always a challenge, and there's always a different perception to everything. Because you will never be taught everything, you know. You have to learn everything. And sometimes you have to learn more than what you have learned. This depends on you. It depends on every individual. It happens in our gharanas also, in our schools. Because you have to imbibe things. You have to absorb music. You have to absorb studies. Studies, just by studying it, you cannot study throughout. Because you have to absorb also. So, you have to learn, you have to try to learn everything. But you will not be taught everything. Because then where is your own personality? If you are just read book fed, it will not help you. Because then you will just your criteria and your remembrance would remain the line, the page of book, and the paragraph of that book, and the line of that paragraph of that book. But the study is something you explore. Study is enormous. Study knowledge is huge. You have to explore it. You have to live in that exploration to have your own perception to it. So many great musicians, many great scholars, not only in music, they have always loved, the great teachers have always loved those people who have learned the book and they have come out of that book. Isn't it? So this is all about knowledge, all about your experience. Because our perception changes, you know. Our understanding to the same thing changes. It was the three lines, you know. The A. When I was in primary school, when the child is in primary school, it is the three lines. A. And where, how do they make it? But they get the introduction of A through the apple. It's the same A which was in primary school, junior school, secondary school, middle school, and you're doing the PhD with the same A. Yeah. It's a very, very odd, small example actually.
I love your thinking. I love your thinking at all. But is there anything else that I haven't asked but you would like to share as a closing thoughts?
I think I have told many things. And I want to carry this music to many parts of the world, for sure. And other thing is, people are educated. Lot many people are educated, but they still carry the same block against the classical. In whole world, when it comes to classical, they will say, oh, they will not understand. But those were the days when people were not too educated. So this is why this mental block was carried at that time. But it is still carried on. Now, the human-made things, I say the instrument, this is our body is an instrument, the first instrument which came into being. But as we are the great believer of God, so this is the instrument of God. Yeah. But as an Indian, I would say this is the instrument of God. I will assess it like this. But in the West, I would say, okay, think it, that this is an instrument made by God, if you want to think or not. That's it. And this instrument is instrumental in making so many instruments. He has given his own reflection to it, these things. We have not yet discovered what do we have in us. So many things still to be discovered. This body, this main body, is everywhere. What acupuncture, acupressure, what are they doing? They say this is your head, legs, and whatever you want to say. The right arm, right palm, left palm, on your right foot, left foot. They're working on those things. So this main body is everywhere. So this main body has given its own reflection to, when there is extensions, these are also called extensions, limbs. This is body and these are the the limbs. And this instrument has given his own reflection to things. So I would not say this is a dead means the Tanpura says that Tanpura is saying that in this human dominated world we are not considered as a living beings, but they are also living beings. When we have found, scientists have found that there is life in the tree, in the plant, and this is part of plant, it is nurtured plant, it is treated plant, wood also has a life, pumpkin also has a life, violin also has wood, piano also has it. So human being has given his own reflection to it. Now the computer which is just ruling our head, but it's a bit of our brain, You cannot discover the brain, how huge brain is and how little brain is, how big brain is and how small it is. Because heart easily forgives, but brain doesn't like to forgive. Isn't it? Because it reviews everything. Whatever goes past your, in front of this fellow, it will review it. The computer is man-made. We put so much of efforts to close one file, you have to reply. There are three questions. And sometimes you are never sure what to say. Yes, no, or cancel. Cancel is the safest. And at times you say yes, even then it doesn't close. You say no, even then it doesn't close. You apply your mind to it. You do so much, you do your application to it. Like when you can apply yourself too much to this gadget, this super human thing, gadget. So why can't you think of classical? Why do you think that classical is so much away from you? When you can think in such a way, you can apply your mind to these things, so why not in classical? Why do you think classical is so much away from you? If anybody is asked to give the introduction of your own self, in this 5 minutes or in this 10 lines, he would give his or her best. Will find best sentences out of him or her, best words and best things. So when you can find the best complicated words in those 5 minutes, why can't you appreciate the complicated but complex words? You can. Everybody is human. Not everybody is human, sorry. But it is human being who has found this. So don't feel yourself too much away from classical. Classical is another way. Like there are only 2% of the people in the world. Not even 2%. It's exactly like the brain, you know. The weight of our brain is not even 1% of our weight. But how much does it rule? So it's happening in the world also. There are only few rulers, few brainy people, a few tactical people who are ruling the 99% of the world. There are 15% of the people who are producing, who are providing things for the rest of the 85% of the world. There are how many people who are putting lens in this? And 70% of the world is using this thing. How many people are making computer? And how many people are using it? How many people are designing the car? And how many people are driving it? So this is the brain.
Thank you so much.